Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Combox. I'm Behram Kazi. I've got Jared Kimber and Rob Barron with me here in the flesh. And I've got a very important burning question to ask these guys. Is a 50 average still that golden number in Test cricket?
So here's my answer to that. I think we were all trained on the 50 average by many fathers, aunties, grandfathers, neighbors for years. And when it comes down to it, I don't think it ever told us that much. It's just that now we know more about stats in cricket and we can do that. My first thing would be if you are looking for a one-size-fits-all stat to tell you how good someone is at cricket, it's probably already wrong. Separate to that, especially when it comes to batting, even more so than bowling, separate to that, what average really tells you is what era you played in or what your pitches were like. And so I think if you look at the guys who average over 50 in the 80s, of which there's, what, two or three of them, I think, me and Dad, Viv, AB, AB would be the other one. Are we saying there was only three great bats in the 80s and then from 2000 to 2010 there was a bunch more? Like, it doesn't make sense, right? So I think that I love using average as one of the metrics, but if you play on a really flat pitch in a really great era, you're going to average five to six more than you are on someone else on a really bad pitch in another era. And so average tells us a lot, but it doesn't mean anything in isolation.
Yeah, it's never been something that I've cared about, averages. It really hasn't. But back in the day, when I was introduced to cricket, people spoke about them an awful lot, and they didn't speak about other stats, did they? They just said, this guy averages this.
I think in Test cricket, like, batting average is the one stat that everyone looks at for batters. I think for bowlers, they should look at strike rate a bit more. It's probably not looked at as much. But when I was growing up, and this is like early 2000s and then the 2010s, a lot of guys were averaging over 50 with the bat. Perhaps that's why it kind of became that gold standard. But I see your point.
No, it was a gold standard back from basically the 1930s onwards.
Okay. But then how can you make a case for Alistair Cook being on the same level as someone like Hutton or Sutcliffe?
Well, I can't because they play in two different eras.
Exactly. But the averages are quite, you know, different.
Okay. So let me put it this way. You've been watching cricket for the last 10 years. Has it been Well, hopefully for the last 10 years, though. Has it been easy or hard to bat?
It's gotten harder to bat.
Okay. So you just said, how can I compare Sutton's Hutton's average to Cook's average, right? Well, how do you compare Babar Azam's average to Muhammad Yusuf's average, then?
It's tough work, but then
you
again,
do it, right?
We do do it.
So you in your head...
You do it.
Yeah. You very specifically do it. In your head, do you not use other information?
Of course you do.
So you do for so why would you not for Hutton and Cook then?
Yes, but like for instance, we always, if we're picking an all-time England test team, you'd go Sutcliffe, Hutton and Hobbs. Two of those three as your opening batters. Whereas there have been other batters in later eras who've had tougher batting conditions and they've done well.
Yeah, but they are mentioned in conversations. People do mention Cook and Boycott, right? So I don't get... I think you obsess over averages and so you're saying to us... You know, but we don't do that, right? In my book, it's the top 50 batters on batting average.
No.
Right?
But so, I do feel like...
What are we talking about here?
No, you're one end, I'm the other end, and you're in the middle. And that's the way it is.
But I think
literally,
globally,
that's how this works.
I don't think it should be the gold standard, by the way. I think there is an issue with batting average because of errors and you know different times as well, considering how back in the day, you wouldn't get a lot of sticky wickets. Or before that, you'd get all sticky wickets. So it depends on...
No one ever got all sticky wickets. You never go all sticky wickets.
But the point is that when we are talking about great batters, we often just discard the ones who are below 45.
Correct.
And that, I feel, would be a bit unfair given that if we're not even looking at 50 as that golden number, then what is that barometer where you define greatness for a batter?
But that's what I'm saying is, if you do that, you're automatically wrong. If you say that Bob Simpson is a better player than Alistair Cook, you are completely disregarding the kinds of pitches that Bob Simpson played on. The fact that he had a relatively short career, he made some runs on some pretty flat pitches, and you're comparing that to Alistair Cook, who plays, I don't know, two or three times as many matches as he does in a much tougher era at times and in much tougher conditions in England as an opening batter. If you just stop at batting average, you don't get a conversation. It just finishes way too soon. So anyone who's doing that, it doesn't make any sense. There is many reasons. There's a lot of Pakistani batters, and I'm pointing at you here, because you are...
A Pakistani batter?
Canadian. There's a lot of Pakistani batters who have huge averages based on draws in Pakistan.
Yep.
Right? There's so many Australian batters who have high averages because they average 65 in Australian pitches and less than 40 in some cases away, right? So again, if you look at just overall batting average, what you're telling me more about is conditions and era rather than the player. So you always have to use as many metrics as possible if you want to do this honestly.
Yeah.
Most people don't. Most people just stop at batting average.
You need some kind of unquantifiable metric, says the guy that's been staring at numbers for his whole life. Does he do it when they need him? Because if you break down Jack Callis's numbers, for example, he got most of his big runs when loads of other people did. He was just piling them on top. Whereas what I want to see is the guy that stands there and is the only one that can do it when everyone else is falling around him. I'm thinking Sehwag here when Mendis was tearing through India. Yep. And he just stood up and went, well, I'm going to belt him everywhere. I don't know what you lot are looking at.
So you can look at batting averages in games when the overall batting average is under 30. Mm-hmm. And you get a good chance. You get it straight away. You get a good idea of how good someone is on a pitch that isn't very good.
There we go. See, that's the stuff.
Also, look at the entry point.
Yeah,
which is, I think a lot of people are very, very high on Michael Clarke as a player. Mm-hmm. But when you look at Michael Clarke, I think he came in with the score on 120 for three. That's his median score. That's pretty high. Do you want to know what Andy Flowers was?
Some 53 for three or something like
that? I think it's 65 or something.
Yeah,
right? So straight away, we know the difference between when they're coming in. Weirdly enough, I think the overs is about the same. So they were coming in to face the ball at the same time, but Andy Flower's coming in with the team in tatters, and Steve Waugh and Michael Clarke are coming in with a decent comfy. And you know, when I look at Adam Gilchrist, he's one of my favorite players of all time, but you can't overlook the fact that by the time Adam Gilchrist came in, four or five great Australian batters had already probably done great work before him, right?
Yeah, and he's coming on against tired bowlers, old ball, or sometimes new ball with really tired bowlers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Everything must be taken in its proper context. Yep. I think averages generally is nonsense, but because I've been betting as my primary reason for cricket for a lot of the time that I watch it, I would always have watched cricket anyway, the big stuff, but all the crap stuff that I watch, the lower level and the like, why the hell are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching this? It's because I'm betting on it. Mm-hmm. It's numbers, numbers, numbers. But the average is, honestly, I never record it for a bowler. It means nothing. And for batsmen in tests, I'll have a look. But all the other formats, don't care, doesn't matter, doesn't interest me at all. Adam Voges ruined it for everyone.
I would say that in tests, I remember Subhash Jayaraman, who used to do the Cricket Catch podcast?
Yeah.
I remember chatting to him once, and he was an engineer and a scientist. And I said, just close your eyes and just answer this question. Do you think test batting average actually matters? And he thought about it. He goes, I think over a long period of time, it gives you a very good idea of roughly the quality of a player. Okay. But his thought was, if that has to be a starting point, not an ending point. And my issue is, when you say that you have to average 50 to be a great player, what did Inzamam Al-Haq average?
Well, overall, just under 50.
Right. So I had Inzamam Al-Haq at 37, I think, in my book. And basically, from Inzamam Al-Haq to number one, I don't think there's any question that those 37 players should be in the list.
Right.
The last 12, you can make arguments for 2 and 4. No issue. But the 37, and you've got Gordon Greenidge in that list.
Yeah.
You've got Alistair Cook in that list. You've got Virat Kohli in that list. Those are just ones off the top of my head I know didn't average 50, right? Yep. No time did I go, well, they shouldn't be in, right? That's not how I regard greatness, but it is a shortcut. I think going back, what we used to do is we used to say 50 is greatness, 45 is very good, 40 is a role player, 35 is struggling, 27 is Zach Crawley.
No? Yeah, but if you're...
I didn't think he'd average 37.
If you're at a 5...
But there is some sort of, you know, barometer to this. Like, if you're an opening batter and you're averaging below 35 runs per dismissal in test cricket, you're not particularly happy with that opening batter.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things. The phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code GOODAREAS to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
No, 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 that's fine. But what about the fact that opening batters average less than every other batting position?
I said below 35, right?
No, no, but what
below 40, you'd be fine with them.
But what I'm saying is, so straight away when you brought out openers, they're going to have the lowest averages.
Yep.
Anyway, right? Because they're going to get the new ball. They're going to nick off really, really quickly. They're going up against bowlers who aren't tired.
Yep.
With a brand new ball, quite often on surfaces that are helping the bowlers as well, right? Mm-hmm. So straight away, you've got enough. If you compare an opening batter in the whole career to someone who bats a specialist number six position,
right? That's going to be unfair anyway.
If both of them average 50, the opening batter is worth so much more to your cricket team than the number six. So even when you've said that the opening batter thing, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, if someone averages 35, what if they average 35 in an era where everyone else is averaging 31 or 28 or 26? Is 35 bad then?
And maybe they have a great fourth innings average. Who knows?
They could be a specialist. That, you know, there aren't going to be many players. I mean, what is, you're the most Ben Stokes-pilled person we know. What's his batting average in Test cricket?
Well, less than 35.
And you think he's awesome. So my point being is, we still know that Ben Stokes has a use as a batter in Test cricket, even at that lower average. Johnny Bairstow is a really good example of this, right? Of someone who's never going to win with a high, what, might come back. Come on, Johnny. He's never going to end with a high batting average. But we know what Johnny Bairstow can do that other people can't do.
That year and a half, you wouldn't have wanted anyone else.
Right.
When he was teeing it against New Zealand, you're like, oh my God, look at this guy and what he's doing. Because the game is, England aren't doing very well, to in a session and a half, they're doing awesome. And there aren't many of those about. And you cannot get that from a number on a piece of paper. It's just, this guy can take the game away.
You can't argue to me that Craig Brathwaite was a good batter for West Indies in a period where they had one who could bat. And what does he average? 32, 33?
We were discussing the...
must have dropped now after the end he had.
It wasn't a good end to his
career. We were discussing the dentury phenomenon earlier, where instructions were not necessarily to score runs, but to face balls. Yeah. And at times, that's incredibly important, because if you get somebody who, Craig is probably the main one, isn't he? Blunt it for the other guys. So if you can go, they have two great bowlers, it swings loads at the start, the new ball does all sorts. If this guy is still in at lunch, our better bats in terms of averages can come in and cash in after and make hay while the sun's shining. If you don't have that guy at the start, then they're wandering in while it's swinging. Mm. Average is a bit of a nonsense. There was an Australian guy, you won't have heard of him.
Adam Burgess.
I think it was Don Fraudman who played ages ago, and apparently he averaged like, I think it was 60 something, wasn't it?
He was okay,
But he played on the decks of ships while they were travelling against potatoes, and they made an average up for him, and he only played 15 test matches.
It's weird that they never made it up for anyone else, isn't it? That era.
Anyway, so on a closing note, how would you define greatness in a batter, Rob?
Somebody who I want to watch, and somebody who I think can turn the game.
Yeah, and if you want to know Jared's answer, buy his book.
Yeah, I think I had about 12 metrics in the book, right?
Yeah, and that's it for this one. See you guys soon. Like, share, subscribe, follow Combox everywhere. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.